The entire history of salvation is a story about journey. It's a story about refugees. It's a story about migration. It's a story about immigrants. It's a story about people who, for a whole variety of reasons, must leave their home and go someplace else. The story begins in the 12th chapter of the first book of the Scriptures, the book of Genesis, as God calls Abraham from Ur of the Chaldees and says to him, "Leave your land and go to a new land I will show you. And I will establish a people, and that people will be as numerous as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the sea." And so in faith, Abraham picks up all that he has and goes to a new land. Joseph, the youngest son of Jacob. Joseph is sold into slavery by his brothers and is wrenched from the land of Israel and is brought to the land of Egypt. And there, transplanted in the land of Egypt, he becomes a savior to his family. The people of Israel are transported as a people to Egypt and held in slavery, and then brought out of Egypt to wander for 40 years in the desert, and only then to come to their land, a land that they will only hold for a while, for once again they will be uprooted and brought into slavery in Babylon, where they will serve for years. Again and again and again, it is the story of journey, of being uprooted, of being a refugee. And so that story is told again in the second chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, as wise men journey from the east to Jerusalem, and then journey from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And then, because of a warning, are unable to return to their lands by a familiar route, but must go by a different road. And then Joseph must take his wife and his child, for fear of the child's life, and leave their home and go into exile in Egypt, and live there for a while, until Herod dies, must live in an alien place, a place where their language is not spoken, where their culture is not understood, where their religious faith is not practiced. There are people without a place. They are refugees. And then, after Herod, Joseph seeks to bring his wife and child back to his home, but can't do that either, because Archelaus has succeeded his father, and he once again fears for the life of the child. So he must go to a new place, to the region of Galilee, and make a home in a new town, the town of Nazareth. And the story of Jesus' teaching through the New Testament, through the Gospels, is the story of Jesus embracing the stranger, embracing the refugee, embracing the migrant, embracing the outsider, and flowing from the injunction from the book of Numbers Remember, you too were once an alien people. And so treat the stranger in your midst as if he were your brother or your sister. Well, on this day, the Feast of the Epiphany, it's well to see the story in a broader context and to see the invitation of the gospel to recognize in all people, especially in the most vulnerable and the dispossessed, the invitation that God gives to Israel and Jesus gives to his contemporaries, that they embrace the stranger and they find the stranger bearing the very image of God and invite the stranger with dignity and with respect to live a fully human life. Every single one of us has within our ancestry a story of people coming from one place to another, of people leaving home, sometimes because of persecution, sometimes because of war, sometimes because of famine. That's part of the human story. That's part of human life. Just as that was part of the life of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. So perhaps today is a good day for us to remember that aspect of what it is to be a human being. What it is in our own lives to have come from someplace else, and what it is to be hospitable and receptive to those who come among us today. There are literally millions of people who come to do the work of the fields, to do the work of the harvest. Migrants who leave their home for months and sometimes longer in order that they might find work in the fields and in the harvests of our land. There are refugees who seek protection from persecution and war and famine, people from Afghanistan and Iraq, people from Sudan and Chad, people from Somalia. People who, because of war and famine, are uprooted from their families and from their land. And then there are the millions of women and children who are the victims of human trafficking, who are snatched from their families and snatched from their neighborhoods and brought to foreign lands and exploited and abused. And finally, there are the millions of people who, for one reason or another, can no longer live where they are and flee, many of them without documentation or paper, in order to provide for themselves and for their families some security, some opportunity to live a fully human life. Well, I would suggest that on this day, the Feast of the Epiphany, the feast in which we remember Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the refugee status, the refugee life, the refugee experience that marked their young lives, that we remember that that story is told today millions of times in the lives of women and men and children. At the door of the church, there is this little card. On the front of the card is a piece of art. It depicts the flight into Egypt, Joseph, Mary, and the child Jesus. And on the back of the card is a prayer. A prayer that we might simply remember and find the face of the Lord in those who are strangers who stand among us.